People in the United States are commonly told that it is their fault that healthcare costs are so high, and that if they only had better health habits, there wouldn't be a problem. The reality is that our health habits are not the problem, it's our health system. Fewer people in the United States smoke than in Canada, Italy, the UK, and France, yet they have longer life expectancies. People in the US see the doctor less and have fewer days in the hospital, yet we spend more. Why is that? For the past 4.5 decades, the United States has embarked on a unique health experiment. The U.S. is the only industrialized nation that treats healthcare as a commodity rather than recognizing that it is something everyone needs. The bottom line in the U.S. is profit for a few, not health for all. As a result, the U.S. spends twice as much per person than most other industrialized nations. The biggest drivers are excessive administrative costs due to hundreds of insurance plans, high prices for services because we have no system to set them, and we pay the most for pharmaceuticals. The U.S. has the most people without insurance, currently 29 million. Tens of millions who are underinsured, poor health outcomes, declining life expectancy, and medical illness causes the most personal bankruptcies. It's time to end this experiment and create a health system that has health as the bottom line. That's National Improved Medicare for All, a universal system paid through taxes that provides comprehensive coverage from birth to death. We must stop blaming ourselves for the healthcare crisis. It's the system, and we can change it through Medicare for All. I'm Dr. Margaret Flowers, co-director of Health Over Profit for Everyone.